B-Pod Studios.
Patriot, you can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right, it's Football Friday on a, what is it, Wednesday?
Yes, isn't it crazy?
The Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Ready for Football Friday. What's up, Zoe?
What's going on here? It's no traffic, man. I'm flying.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's going to end.
Yes, that will end.
Well, that'll end at 2 p.m.
You're going to have a tough ride home after your shift down the hall, buddy.
Shut up, Bell.
All right, thanks, Zoe. Appreciate it. All right, this is brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank.
I got aggressive fast.
Probably brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank. All right, we're going to play some Getting to Know Zoe in a minute, but
yeah.
Let's chat about that mess of a game from Sunday, Zoe.
That was probably, I mean, I've been doing a broadcast almost on 7 years now, and we can't remember conditions like that. I can't remember conditions like that when I played. I mean, snow's one thing. We've had cold, we've had wind, and we've had snow, but when you have that mixture of rawness where it's a sideways, windy rain, and you're not coming out of the 30s, and it is just, it's pelting you, you know, band after band, that's miserable to play in. They did a hell of a job, really, from a mental toughness standpoint in all three phases, controlling the football, not turning it over, taking care of it, block punts.
Yeah.
Good games. Good, hard fought win.
Yeah. I know Bill Belichick loves all three phases of the game. And, I mean, special teams came up huge. And you couldn't really tell how bad it was until they showed somebody sitting in the stands and, like, just blowing sideways. It was disgusting. But did you see good things out of, I mean, Edelman? He was the offense. N'Keal Harry got his first touchdown, and it was nice to see a little bit of running game. Did Isaiah Wynn help that out, you think?
Yeah, I actually thought it was one of Sony Michel's best games since he's been here, even going back to last year. I thought he ran hard, ran with a purpose, and they started to run over that left side. I think Isaiah Wynn really helped in a running game.
Yeah.
That's a big boost. That's a big boost to them and what they want to do. Passing game, there's still some issues. You know, Brady got knocked around a little bit, but hey, Edelman makes those plays each and every week. And the more of these young kids can add, and I think we're going to have Dorsett and Sanu back this week. So we should be full throttle this weekend.
Excellent. Yeah, because we're going Sunday Night Football against the Houston Texans and down in Houston. We handle them pretty well, right? Are you afraid of any part of their game that might give us trouble this weekend?
Well, the quarterback's pretty good.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I just think every year when we play them, it's a pretty good matchup. We know them well. They know us well. And we usually prevail in these type of games. There's no J.J. Watt. There's no Clowney. So, I mean, you know, they do have Merciless in the middle. They got a couple
great
other
name.
Teaching defense. It's not the same defense that we know, though.
But, I mean, does our defense, who have been so dominant, do they have an advantage because they've played so much against Brian Hoyer?
Well, not really. No, I mean, Hoyer's not the quarterback. It's Watt. You know that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Wait.
Come on.
Wait,
Brian Hoyer's with the Colt.
Oh, yeah. It says Hoyer on this one. That's the series history. I looked on the wrong sheet. I'm filling in.
It's like saying Oreo Speedwagon lost their drummer. Come on.
All right. Anyway, let's play, because it is the Wednesday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So
we played a little Would You Rather today. Or do you want to, which way do you want to go, LBF?
We're going to go this, because it's Thanksgiving. We know that you don't like dessert. We know what you're going to eat. But I want to talk about Black Friday. Are you a Black Friday person, or are you like, no way?
I am no Black Friday guy.
Really? Why?
Yeah. Because I hate crowds and I hate people.
I hate crowds and I hate people.
See, this is interesting.
No, I mean,
but you like a deal, Zoe. You're pretty cheap.
I love a good deal. But, I mean, they started all the pre-Friday sales already. You could go to Walmart or Target starting tomorrow, and they're going to have the same type of deals, and it's all cyber stuff. And then you got Cyber Monday. I like to sit on my couch in my underwear, just go on my computer, and just shop that way.
So you're a Cyber Monday, not a Black Friday guy.
You're never going to find a parking space when you go.
That's true.
Like to go. Yeah, they like going to the mall. I think it puts you in the season. I'm going to Boston on Friday. I'm going to walk around Boston, and I'm going to get hammered.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Look for Zoe.
Wait, what are you going to drink? What are you going to drink?
Oh, it depends. I'm just going. It's martinis all day long.
Okay.
Probably start at Abe and Louie's, and then go right through the Peru. Never knew who I'm going to see, you know?
Pace yourself.
Okay, so be on the lookout for Zoe on Friday. Around, yeah, make sure you hydrate. We appreciate you doing a Football Friday on a Wednesday for us.
Yep. Yes, very thankful.
Yes, we're thankful for you, Zoe. Thanks so much.
That's right. If you see Zoe Friday, don't forget, buy him a drink.
Okay. That's right. All right. We'll see you in the hall. Good luck getting home today. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.